First of all, Ronan, congratulations. Looking forward to an Ulster final. Pretty comprehensive victory.
Absolutely delighted, yeah. We knew it wasn't going to be necessarily too easy. But we knew if we stuck to our tasks and got the performance that we were looking for, we wouldn't be far away. So
yeah, everybody was expecting a tight game, and that's the way it started as well, didn't it?
Well, first 20-25 minutes, there wasn't an awful lot in it. But we got I think the lads had 7 unanswered points, so it sort of gave us a nice wee cushion at half time. But
you were in a good place at half time, weren't you?
We were in a decent position, but we were in a sort of the same position as Donegal. We're in not as much as a lead, you know. But last year in Ulster final, so we knew that like we had to come out and do a job last year, and we knew that they would come out and go the first 10 minutes would be going hard. So we had to get off to a good enough start, and we got the goal, which gave us obviously the proper cushion that we needed. And maybe we were a bit reserved then from then on in, but we knew that it was a good cushion to have, and we could maybe rest a wee bit. But Tom to let him get the win.
Build is going to be a very close game. Obviously, this is a big boost now to be back in the final and have beaten one of the top teams.
Yeah, we set out the start of the year to get back into Ulster final, and we've achieved it. But sure, not much point in getting into Ulster final and not competing. So we'll obviously have a big month ahead of us of training and the likes of it. So but just delighted to be back, and hopefully can do back to back.
Well, Niall, looking forward to an Ulster final. Congratulations. Pretty comprehensive.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, we made nothing expecting that there, but we built up a good lead just before half-time there, and we pushed on, I suppose. We got to, you know, at the end, we wanted to keep it as tight as possible. But again, now we're very happy with that there, so now we sat down and prepare for the final now, in a couple of weeks.
Very cagey, very even in the first 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, and you always expected that, I suppose, same as last year. But then, I suppose, we got a few points on the board, and that probably made them come out a wee bit. We got the points at the right time, and especially coming into half time, we had a wee bit of momentum. I know at half time it probably stopped that, but we intended in the second half to keep pushing on.
Yeah, both sides had goal chances early as well, and both good saves and bad misses.
I think a bit more composure now from both teams. Keepers came out probably a bigger, I suppose, if you went around the keeper maybe, or hit it a wee bit low. I suppose that's something to work on, working that, but sometimes that happens. Yeah, as I say, it's far better making them chances if you're not making them ever. That's a good sign too.
Looking at it from the outside, you stood off Donegal in the first 20 minutes or so, and then when you pushed up on them for the last 15, and that kind of turned the game.
Well, I suppose you can't be pushing up, you can't be naive like that there. And we're long about here to know that you can't do that against such an experienced and very good team. It was just a matter of being patient, and as you say, we pushed up the last 15 minutes of the first half. That was really the turning point, I thought.
Yeah, and you were in a great position at half time.
We were. It was nice to be in that position, I suppose. At that point we probably would have been thinking it would have been a lot tighter, but it was a different position. Donegal probably not used to that there, being down by a big lead, so they had to come out, and that probably suited us too as well in the second half.
And you got the perfect start then with Tiernan's goal.
Yeah, I suppose you could say it was a bit lucky now. A wee bobbler kind of bounced along the ground. But Tiernan will take that there goal. I suppose the goal was a big score really, because it kind of killed the game a wee bit there.
Yeah, and now looking forward to sitting back next week and looking at Monaghan and Down.
Yeah, I can't wait to look into that match again. Two good teams, full of confidence, full of form, and both of them will be looking forward to getting the final as well. But we'll just concentrate on ourselves. We're in the final now, so we'll get back to training another 3 weeks, and we're really looking forward to it again.